You're tuned in to Watering Self-Love with me, Dani, and I hope everyone is having a great day. And this today, I really want to get into, of course, a reminder to make, let's make our own rules when it comes to aging with grace. What made me think about this was I was watching Cameron Diaz online talking about the fact that women can sometimes feel like they failed if they don't age, if they don't look as beautiful or feel as beautiful as they did in their early 20s. And that, especially in the age of social media, that women feel more pressure to kind of do enhancements to feel more beautiful, to feel more self-gratification, to feel like they are still have some essence of youth as they get older. And what I love that she mentioned in this interview that she had was that you don't have to feel like you have to look like what you did in your 20s to feel beautiful. You should make your own rules, just in however you choose to age. And what I mean by that is, like, if you, like, let's say you're around approaching late 30s, 40s, 50s, and you feel like you have to all of a sudden take on a diet or become someone that goes to the gym every day, you actually don't have to be healthy or to live a healthy life. You can still age with grace, gracefully. I can say age gracefully, because it's just something I see my mom do. I feel like she's aging gracefully, and I feel like Black women in general, because melanin is just, you know, blessed in that area, that we don't need to do these enhancements or like adjust how we, I guess, our beauty standards based on what social media and societal standards are telling us in terms of how to remain beautiful. I feel like beauty is definitely from within, and it's enhanced through how you take care of yourself. So if you are eating well, if you are taking care of your mental wellness, taking care of your spiritual wellness, it'll reflect in externally, naturally. And of course, you know, makeup, putting on makeup is still fine. Like, you don't need to feel like that's extreme, because it's not. When I say like these unnecessary enhancements, I'm talking about cosmetic surgeries that, for example, women that are making themselves look like walking ants. And I'm not the only one that has said it. Kevin Hart has definitely said a couple of times, we have to address this issue that women are walking around looking like ants, big old butts, skinny legs. And unfortunately, younger girls are watching this and thinking like men are checking for this, or this is the only standard of beauty, and it's actually not. There's a different type of woman for every partner, and you don't have to go by whatever is trending in the beauty world to feel like you are aging with beauty. And another thing, I want to get back to Black culture, because what we, even though we rely on our melanin to like help us remain feel youthful, a lot of what we eat plays a role. So for historically, we know that in the Black culture, diabetes is a huge issue because of the soul food, and a lot of the soul food that has not been nutritious over time. If you're constantly eating chitlins, if you're constantly eating very heavy, greasy foods for long periods of time, of course, is going to affect how you look on the outside, and definitely affect how your body is functioning. But it's needless to say, before I get off into a tangent of like health, because I'm not a health expert by any means, I'm just giving you examples of like how you can also target different areas of your life to make sure you are aging with grace. I've actually feel like a lot of women, a lot of women in my life, like 40s, 50s, especially my cousin. Actually, let me shout out my cousin, Tanisha. I feel like she's a great example of someone who ages gracefully. You wouldn't even know that she's turning 50. And because not only is she taking care of her physical health, she's actually doing things that help her feel alive, like traveling, like going to places outside of her comfort zone, doing solo trips, and maybe going out and doing excursions or activities that you normally wouldn't see someone of a certain age doing. So it is, so that is just a good example to let you guys know, like, when you're taking on actions or trying new activities, that's another way of you aging gracefully, is you trying things that help you feel alive. It's not always a literal sense of you feeling beautiful. It's always other ways to feel like you're aging, like aging with wisdom by doing things that benefit the life that you have at your current age. For me, aging gracefully at my age means that I'm giving myself grace with my body change, because I grew up, in high school to like college, I thought being extremely thin was the only way to prove that you are being healthy, that you are fit and fine. But of course, that's not the case. Every body shape is beautiful. And as I get into my 30s, I'm noticing my metabolism has is slowing down. So of course, I do look a bit heavier than I did earlier 2000s, and I'm okay with that. I'm learning that it's okay to not focus more on how I used to look versus how I look now, and just make sure that I'm using each day to support how I'm aging each day, and make sure I'm aging in a way that exudes wisdom, exudes happiness and joy. And as long as you are happy with who you are, you're happy with how far you've come in life, physically, mentally, financially, all around. If you're happy with who you are and the person that you are today, then you've done a great job in aging, in terms of aging. So give yourselves a round of applause for that. And I hope this was helpful, because I feel like we gotta remind ourselves to give yourself grace to age the way that you want to, okay? Until next time, bye.